The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day!
He's got walked in. He's got a buggy.
We've just witnessed a miracle. This is a podcast miracle. Simon, explain for the listeners.
There was a guy behind us in a wheelchair.
It's a mobility scooter. Right behind us, and he was sort of looking at us a bit weird. Dan wasn't very comfortable with the situation. He just got up off his wheelchair and walked into the pub.
And he's got driving gloves on as well.
Maybe he's planning on getting really pissed.
Then he shouldn't be driving, should he?
No, definitely shouldn't be driving.
It's a drink mobility scooter.
Right, Pubcast 35. Do the usual bit. Come on.
Number 35.
We are definitely in a pub now.
Yeah, there's four of us today. Joining me, Simon Head, are Jim Staples, Dan Ferdinand, and Tom Lemo Lemons, who's joining us. You're right. He's going to be joining us regularly throughout the rest of the season now. What's the matter with you?
I don't want to do it.
Don't want to do what?
I don't want to do it. Let's just get this out of the way. Sheffield United, he's a Sheffield United fan. Sheffield United, they're bald, racist.
Allegedly. The club, apparently.
According to a couple of our fans, and I must make a couple of our fans, we're a racist football club because we don't sign black players. I could probably name 10 black players we've signed over the last.
But I like years. Someone on the message board said that Peter loves always white on FIFA. So that
because he is as well.
You do get that.
Jeff Forcefield as well. Apparently he's black now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. He's big in the black community. Jeff.
Jeff. Just the name. Jeff does it really.
Just
doesn't
big
it?
Jeff. Just big Jeff.
Right. Okay.
No wonder they called him horse.
You might have to put a link to the message board on the site.
Yeah, it's interesting, in-depth discussion.
I'll dig the thread out.
Yeah, do that.
Get it on.
Right, question time. If you could have the mobile phone number of one footballing personality, whose number would you like and what would you text them? Lemo.
For me, it is John Motson. Not a player, not a manager, just John Motson, the commentator. Just because
if I was
ever in a pub and I wanted a stat, I'd just text him.
He'd know it as well, wouldn't he?
He's the original stato.
I can't see him being a big texter, though.
I can't, no. Facebook, I think it's more of his cup of tea. No, but John Motson, just purely because he's football brain.
Cool. Ferdinand.
Chris Kamara.
That's unbelievable. Why?
Sheffield United black player.
just to prove that.
He didn't even know that either, did he?
I didn't know he played for Sheffield United. I knew he was black.
Oh, yeah. He's
great for banter, isn't he?
He's great for banter.
What would you text him? I don't know. What's the score? He's always great with the scores, isn't he?
Rubbish. He's better at the scores than, what's his name? Windass. Windass is out of the game,
no.
He don't even know what the score is.
No, whenever
he's
on telly,
the missus just takes a piss out of him. She's just...
Is that how your missus talks?
Yeah, that's normally.
Yeah. That's what attracted me to him. Jim.
Maybe Arsene Wenger, because he thinks everyone's basically stalking him. I would just start stalking him on text. I'm watching you, Arsene.
I can see you, Arsene.
That was brilliant yesterday. We'll probably get onto that anyway.
Yeah, we will.
That was absolutely brilliant.
Sepp Blatter, I'd text and just tell him to do one, basically.
Oh, get out of it.
Why?
Sepp Blatter, why would you waste your time?
Jim, what? Hang on a minute. You're going to text Chris Kamara and tell him what's the score?
No, not tell him. Ask him.
Ask him what's the score.
Yeah.
Whatever game he's at.
He does games every week.
He's on Sky Sports News. You could just turn the TV on.
I haven't got Sky. I've only got Freeview. They took it off. They took it off me, they did.
He's turning to Oliver Twist.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
There's some more sports coverage. Right, okay, that was a quality question. Right, we'll look at the weekend. Big weekend of football, lads. FA Cup semi-finals, City v Stoke in the final.
UC Escalante's not going to do an interview in a pubcast anymore, is he?
We have properly jinxed the poor bugger, haven't we? Does an interview with the pubcast, let's five in. That's what you want. Can we interview Man United players next?
Yes, please.
Trying to liven up the Premier League a bit, seeing as Arsenal threw it away yesterday, Dan.
I would like to say that after 150 minutes of that game... or whatever it was, Glaswegian time. My favourite bit of the whole game is when Dalglish told Wenger to piss off. I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
He was like, what? It was a penalty.
Piss off. It was just magic.
And Wenger's come out and said, no, it wasn't a penalty. I can see his issue with the timing aspect, because there isn't. Once the free kick's been taken, he should have really blown up.
The attack just hadn't really ended, though, did it?
Where in the rules does it say that an attack has to end?
Well, it doesn't.
Goals have been ruled out when a corner's come over. Yeah, time's up. That's it, time's up. Do you know
I think it was. I actually do think it was a penalty.
It was a penalty. To come out and then say, it wasn't a penalty either.
I don't understand.
He's just a clumsy, stupid idiot, isn't he? That's great comedy value.
In a World Cup, talking to the South Korean manager in a World Cup. Was it North Korean manager?
I don't know.
He was talking to his player and he was just standing there nodding, going, oh, I get you, mate, I get you.
Who's Lauren?
No.
And how bad did old Carragher knock himself out?
Yeah.
That looked nasty. His arms are up in the air. Yeah, that looked nasty.
That looked really bad. And they say the USC and boxing are dangerous. Premier League football.
Yeah.
So, he was alright though.
What do we think of the Cup semi-finals then?
I enjoyed the Stoke game. I really enjoyed it. I watched that rather than Arsenal Liverpool.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere at Arsenal was horrific. Every time I turned over, you could hear the players shouting a game that they need to win to stay in a title race. It's an absolute joke. It's an absolute joke. But yeah, Stoke fans were great. Stoke fans were great at Wembley as well. Bolton didn't sell it out, but they still had a decent turnout as well. So it's a long old way to go as well, to be honest, when it's on TV as well, and they're probably paying about £80.
With the M1.
Yeah, exactly.
The M1 was knackered the weekend as well, wasn't it? But it's going to make for a very loud final, because I think Man City fans and Stoke fans are really going to be up.
Both teams and both fans really want that. Yeah. Like, it makes a massive change from the old sort of Chelsea, Arsenal, Man U's there that go there every week anyway. So yeah, no, I'm happy about that. But yeah, Stoke steamrolled them, didn't they? They just didn't know what had hit them. Absolutely steamrolled them.
Just didn't turn up, Bolton. They look completely overawed by it. I thought they didn't really. Kevin Davis was pretty much on his own up front. No one gave him any service. They played Martin Petrov. Lothar Matthäus, his manager, had flown all the way over to watch him play. And they took him off at half time because he was useless, Petrov. So Matthäus is just sitting there with his missus.
They just didn't do what they've been doing all season, is in nice, intricate passing around in the box.
They've done a lot of that this season.
It just weren't happening.
The other big thing, West Ham, I just love West Ham because they're an absolute joke. You see, they had the Best of British Day. So they publicised it to shit. They were like, right, Best of British. They had like loads of music, loads of stuff.
Yeah, Union Jack and Cameron Blue.
They lost 2-1 and Ashley Young made the goals. Darren Bent scored them and Gabby Bondurau scored the other one. British players getting in there. And then Daniel Gabriel.
I was trying to work out where you was going there, but yeah.
Yeah, Best of British. They had all their. Aston Villa are the British team. A lot more than West Ham are.
I think they were a bit hard done by. Richard Dunn should have got sent off.
It was a bad shove in the back.
It was a red card, and probably a free kick outside the box. And West Ham were 1-0 up. It changed
anywhere
the game.
Else on the pitch, that's a free kick.
Yeah.
If you watch it, people get to him in the bar before him. That's what he does.
And also, Abominable for his goal, he actually pushes the defender.
He pushes his own player. It's fine.
He pushes the defender.
Did you see what Gabidon did as well?
So.
Anyone else seen this?
Twitter.
Yeah, Gabidon came out on Twitter and basically just said. Yeah, he's. Someone who seems to come out at least once every time we do a show, don't they? Came out on Twitter. I can't remember exactly what the words were, but he basically said, right, fuck all you, you're not getting any more tweets from me.
West Ham fans, aimed at West Ham fans.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the internet.
I can't go on now. Twitter's not going to be the same again.
This morning.
Has he?
Apparently, yeah.
For Jeffin on Twitter.
Yep. At least West Ham won something at the weekend.
To go with the Carlton Cole one as well, West Ham.
That was a funny tweet. If I was a footballer and the FA charged me for something I wrote on Twitter, I think I'd then tweet, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, you might as well. Yeah.
Sorry. You complete that up.
Might as well.
Oh. Right, other bits and bolts from the weekend.
Sorry, I've got one more thing.
Yes, mate.
Also, I think Man City actually over-celebrated. For me, they celebrated like they'd won some.
Balotelli was hilarious.
Yeah, that was funny.
I'd love to know what he said to me.
I don't understand.
No, he kissed the badge in front of the Man United fans, didn't he?
And then Anderson went for it.
Kicked off, and then Platt was trying to kick off.
Because Gary Neville never did that, did he?
No.
No.
He didn't run the length of the pitch to do that.
Gary Neville, that's someone else I'd like to text. Remember that clip of him on YouTube when someone had his number?
That's brilliant.
Didn't they say they got it off like Les Seely's son or something?
Tony Adams. Tony Adams' brother, I think.
Tony Adams' brother gave me Gary Neville's number. And Gary Neville phoned him up. Yeah. Have you heard this?
Yes, I have.
Have you heard it?
Why has Tony Adams' brother got Gary Neville's number in the first place?
No, the guy was like, kid. Where did you get the number from? And the guy, the kid just went, Tony Adams' brother.
It was like a little kid, like 11 year old.
You're telling me Tony Adams' brother was giving me.
Yeah.
Get it on the site, Si. So he's planning permission for the Teletubby house has been
resubmitted.
Yeah, resubmitted as
really?
Well. So it's back on, guys. It's back on. Sorry, Simon.
I want to see it built. And it's getting towards the end of the year, so we have had the PFA awards were announced at the weekend.
Well, League Two team. Goalkeeper Lee of Chesterfield, defence Bat of Oxford, Scars of Bury, Sharps of Shrewsbury, Guy Branston at Torquay.
Yeah.
Midfield Whittaker, Ainsworth, and Ryan.
Yeah.
Accrington, he's quite a good player actually. And then up front, Craig Davis, Ryan Lowe, and I'm guessing that they're saying Nicky Laws at Rotherham is a forward as well.
Telling me that Cody McDonald didn't get into the League Two team?
No, Cody didn't get in. There's a few in there that I'd have.
That's a bit of a shocker, isn't it? He's got like 20 odd goals.
The division has been so topsy-turvy this year. There's not been any other than Chesterfield. There's not really been a team that's dominated the division. So,
I mean, Cody probably won't get our player of the season. Matt Lawrence has probably been our player of the season. But
what, the one with the hair?
Yeah. Some players. Cody gets the headlines, doesn't he? So players that get into these teams are usually just the sort of the headline makers. I believe anyway.
Bangs in the goals, though, doesn't he?
The League One team.
The League One's an interesting one. We're just talking about this.
Kelvin Davis, goalkeeper for Southampton. Inigo Calderon of Brighton. Gordon Greer of Brighton. Jose Fonte of Southampton and Dan Harding of Southampton are the back four. Midfield, Huddersfield's Anthony Pilkington, Brighton's Elliot Bennett, who's been very good for them this season.
Gordon, Adam, to his mates.
Yeah, Gordon. Adam Lallana of Southampton and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain of Southampton.
So you can't really argue with Davies. I don't know much about Harding, but Lallana, I don't know about him.
Lallana's been good for them this year.
Yeah, but I mean, there's other Brighton, their midfield, and like Huddersfield are the other one. Huddersfield have got, what, one player in here, I think? Pilkington?
Yeah, Pilkington. And he did deserve to get in. And up front, they've got Bradley Wright Phillips of Charlton and Craig McCall Smith of Peterborough.
McCall Smith definitely. He's been brilliant for them all year.
Lemo, you got the Championship team.
Yes, we've got Kenny at keeper at the back from QPR. Norton on loan at Leicester. Hart for Reading,
just because he scores.
Williams for Swansea. Morgan for Nottingham Forest. Tarapt at QPR. Sinclair at Swansea. King at Leicester. Houlihan at Norwich. Graham at Watford and Holt at Norwich as well.
That's a pretty solid side, that.
Very solid. I mean, I found out Hart, I was surprised to see in there, but I found out this morning it was only $100,000. And he got signed for $100,000, and he was
scored about 22.
It was at League One per PFA last season as well.
He's decent,
very good. So, he's still banging.
No, Nosworthy or Henderson from Sheffield United.
Is very surprising given both recent form, especially Nosworthy.
Yeah. Both good players.
Dan, Premier League.
Yeah, right, now to the business end. Van der Sar in goal, back for Sanya, Cole, Vidic and company.
See, when I heard Sanya, I was surprised about Sanya.
Yeah,
always. I don't watch him week in, week out, but I haven't heard loads of plaudits about him, but...
Think how many other?
I'll be honest.
Superb, how many other brilliant right backs are in the league? Like, he's
there's loads.
Is he injured at the moment?
He is, unfortunately.
He hasn't played for a while.
I probably wouldn't have put him in the team of the year, but he's been one of our better performers. But that's not hard because we have been shite. In midfield, Nani, Nazari, Wilshere, and Bale. Absolutely no muscle in that midfield whatsoever. You'd just get run over, wouldn't you? Up front, Tevez and Berbatov. And at the start of this, I said this was all nonsense, and I completely stay with that because at the end of the day, they vote for it so bloody early.
Was it January, though?
Yeah, I mean,
Demba Ba's not got a look in because he only joined West Ham in sort of January time, didn't he?
Disgraceful.
But I mean, so, like Berbatov up front, how poor was Berbatov in the semi-final? I thought he was awful.
He weren't great, was he?
But yeah, he's in the
I don't know, they showed more of Wayne Rooney than they did most of the other
players. How annoying was that? They just kept cutting back to him.
With his tracksuit tie combo.
Lovely. Looked like some school kid. But I've got a story here which is reasonably local to me and Jim. Ebbsfleet United, Jim, they're looking to change their name back to Gravesend and Northfleet only 4 years after they changed it from Gravesend and Northfleet to Ebbsfleet.
Why did they initially change it? Because they built a station which went to Paris.
That's
going to get
pretty much it, yeah. And they did the whole
Denver turned them down. and they thought there's no point in doing this Gaelic thing now.
No.
Let's get it back.
Yeah, so the fans want it back. My football club thing, didn't they? I did that the first year and then was bored.
Yeah, the fans apparently are keen on switching it back, and the chairman said there's enough groundswell to say Gravesend and North Fleet is what people prefer. That's fair enough. It would have to be driven by the fans. So there's a lot of talk about, are they going to change it? Are they not going to change it? It sounds like they might change it. So next season we could be talking about Gravesend and North Fleet.
No, really, mid table. Trust me, we really won.
Conference rather than.
You said it was driven by the fans.
Yes.
It just reminded me of another story from the lower leagues this weekend. Stockport played at Shrewsbury. Stockport, bottom of the league. They're not very good. They're probably going to go down, which is a sad story because they're a decent club. They dropped last year,
didn't they?
Championship, not too long ago at all. Their coach driver driven to the wrong ground. They played Shrewsbury and he went to the old ground. So they missed out on their pre-match meal and like their preparation was just screwed.
Oh no.
Right.
Good lad. What do you reckon he's doing next weekend?
On the premise that they were bottom of the league and a pretty poor side this year, so any sort of change must have been better than the nonsense they normally do.
I mean, yeah, if they'd won, he'd probably have done it for that. So. Man of the match, coach driver. Well done, Dave. His name's not Dave. I don't know. It might be Dave. Probably is. If I was a coach driver, I'd be called Dave. Disabled boy hasn't come back either.
Oh,
so
no. Yeah. Maybe he can't get back to his chair.
He definitely walk off?
Listen, mate, I'm making it up. Aliens didn't come down and zap him up with that blue tractor beam. Mm.
Oh. And just one more little bit of random news. Gillingham's manager, Andy Hessenthaler, he ran a London Marathon and you were supporting him on Sunday, Jim.
Well,
sort of.
I stood on my balcony, got rat arsed and shouted at everyone. Yeah.
Did I go right past your flat then?
Yeah, right past the flat. It was really good, actually. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I had the horrific pleasure of having to watch some of that. Yeah.
He did the course in 5 hours, 1 minute.
It's not great.
Ahead of such athletes as Janine from EastEnders, Mark Wright from The Only Way Is Essex.
Janine from EastEnders was only 4 minutes behind him.
Yeah, I know.
She's a big girl as well.
Mark Wright from The Only Way Is Essex, TV. Ellen Rivas. Cheryl Baker from
who's Ellen Rivas?
That's Frank Lampard's former missus.
And Peter Andre,
Stella from The Apprentice,
mother of his new child.
And the only other football character I could find was Jonathan Pearce, who did it in 6 hours 27 minutes. So Hessenthaler did it in 5 hours, which I suppose is an achievement of sorts.
That winning woman that was doing 5 minute miles,
that's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, so, some guy in a washing machine on his back. He's the real hero, isn't
he? Real?
And there's a guy called John Farnworth, he's a football freestyler, and he was trying to complete the London Marathon while juggling a football all the way without dropping it.
Did he do it?
I checked his Twitter. I can't find him on the results. And I checked his Twitter, and about 8 o'clock last night, he said nearly there, right? And I've had no update since. So I don't know if he's just collapsed or someone's stolen his ball or something. But we want to know if John Farnworth has finished the London Marathon while juggling the ball. There was a world record in the offing, but I don't think he's beaten it. So
quickly as well, last word from Simon Pitney. Most of our regulars, as we know, Simon, he's actually in Cuba, and he emailed me this morning from Cuba with an update that he'd want me to read out. So
he must be having a boring holiday.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Cuba are currently ranked 65th in the world, which he was surprised by, and I'm quite surprised by as well. Have taken part in one World Cup in 1938. Since then, they've been shit. Lester Moore is a great Cuban name, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's their all-time top scorer with 29 goals in 60 internationals. However, seeing as they usually play one man and his dog in a chicken shed, I think it's fair to say that Lester Moore is also shit. And then he'd just like to give an honorary mention to Gabrielle, who's the woman whose thigh will be rolling on a cigar as we're recording the show. Don't know what the time difference is out there, but he's with his wife, so if she's not watching.
Right, okay, well,
they're 65th in the world.
Yeah.
Isn't that like Highland, like Scotland?
They're certainly above Wales.
Wales, yeah.
Certainly above Wales.
They can't be better.
That's almost Wales 60 places above Wales.
Wales are pony, but they can't be better than worse than
that
Cuba.
Guy on his wheelchair behind us has got a team, and they're better than Wales.
Oh, dear.
Stay on your feet.
Stay on your feet.
Right, podcast 11. Last week we picked our final nominations for the podcast.
What are you trying to say there?
I'm gibbering, aren't I?
Yes, last week we picked our final nominations for striker, current striker.
Yeah.
We went for Wayne Rooney, and I think the fact that Man United missed him so badly at the weekends just backs up my view that he is one of the best forwards in the Premiership and therefore the world.
I went for Grant Holt because I wanted a Football League player in there.
He scored and set up Grant Holt, he's quality.
And if you're going to put a Football League striker in,
if you'd have put Danny Graham, I would have been like, oh yeah, he's a decent
Grant Holt's much
Grant
better
Holt
than Danny Graham.
Rubbish.
Really?
No, it's rubbish.
Really?
He's going to come to the Premiership, he won't score.
He'll have scored goals in every division.
He won't score in the Premier League. going to make a difference.
Lemo, have you seen
his ability? Yeah, I've seen him play. I think he's one of them players that he's good with his head. He gets up, he's in the box, but ability-wise on the floor, not too keen. Like Dan said, Premier League standard, I think it's going to be a little bit too much for him.
The incredible halt.
Although, having said that, I would like to retract it. He will score at least one goal against Arsenal, probably at the end of
it. In the last minute. After Abui bundles him up. Who have you gone for, Dan?
I went for the best player in the world and will, in 10 years' time, will be the greatest player to ever grace a football field, Lionel Messi.
Okay. And Stu went for a guy by the name of David Villa. I don't know if anyone's heard of him.
I've heard of David Villa, but
David Villa is who Stu's nominated there. So, Lemo, would you vote for one of those, or would you insist on a separate nomination?
I've got my own nomination. It's League Two, and I've gone for Adam Lafondre of Rotherham United. Mm. I think
he hasn't scored in a long time now.
Well, he scored 16 this season, and by my reckoning, 30 goals last season. So, he's done very well.
He came very close with an overhead kick today. Today on Saturday
the weekend.
They haven't scored for three home games now, Rotherham at the Don Valley.
Yeah.
And they I don't know if they battered the team they were playing, but they had a few chances which I saw in the box, and one of them was an overhead kick from Lafondre, which would have been a lovely goal. Not as good as Wayne Rooney's against Man City, so
someone should tell that fella that the marathon was yesterday.
Is he English for that man? Slightly lost. Alright, you can still go on the website and vote. Maybe we'll bung Lafondre up there as a little wild card and see if he can still get more votes than Rooney. And we'll see how that one goes. You can vote until next week, where we'll announce the winner and then do our nominations for the manager, and that'll wrap things up for the season. Jim, time for Who Are You?
Yeah, a little bit different this week. Usually I pick a player that everyone knows or someone that everyone knows. Obviously we had Rocastle the other week. We've had people like Kenny Dalglish. Michael Richardson.
Okay.
Ring any bells?
No.
Okay. 19 years old. He's at Newcastle. He's been on the bench for about the last two or three games. Born in 1992. 6 months ago, he was an electrician playing part-time. And they found him. They offered him a trial in the summer. He signed in August. And he's now gone through their... basically, he's gone through the youth team and been fast-tracked to the reserves. Peter Beardsley absolutely loves him. And he's now getting a look in on the bench. But if you look at him... Well, I've got a photo for you guys to look at. Obviously, I know that doesn't mean much to the people back home. But he just looks like...
He looks like a fan.
Yeah. He basically is.
He's a mascot. Like a
fan. Born in Newcastle. He looks a lot younger than he is. 19 years old. So he's not played... He's not come through any sort of ranks or anything like that. He's just on the bench, and they reckon he might actually do a job.
Playing, what position?
He's midfielder, attacking midfielder.
Okay.
He was signed from non-league Walker Central on the recommendation of scout Brian Clark to set him up a trial. It was when Chris Hughton was there still, obviously. Mm. He oversaw the trial. They gave him a contract, thinking, all right, we'll bung him in, he might get a kind of use game.
It's a good story.
He's now already he's smashing goals in for reserves and putting in some really good performances. And he's in. So 6 months ago, he was just an electrician.
So what you're trying to say is, there's still time for me to become play for Arsenal.
He's 19, Dan.
Oh,
I don't know what you're piping up for. You're definitely past it.
I was past it when I was 21.
Lemo, I'm not too sure about. He might get a look. He was on the bench in February for Fulham away, and then do you remember the Arsenal game 4-4?
Yes.
Yeah. He was on the bench for that.
He hasn't played yet, though.
No, he hasn't played. He was on the bench at Villa last week because basically Pardew's already come out and said, look, he shouldn't be on a bench of a club this size. Mm. But because of their injuries and stuff like that, he's on there and he's there on merit. He's come in. They probably don't like him much in the Newcastle.
Yeah, I know.
He's come in, and they've probably had youth players there that have been there since they were like 11 or 12. This little scrote, well, say scrote, that's a bit hard. This kid's just come in, and his attitude is bang right. Beardsley's actually said he's an inspiration to youngsters that have come through.
There's a position to be filled there at Newcastle, attacking midfield, because they haven't got a lot of that.
Oh, they need some spark, don't they?
Boom, it is. Because Leon broke his leg.
They need some spark. He's an electrician. He was an electrician.
Probably good. Probably not so great if you have to explain it.
But no, one that's to look
a
out
really,
for.
That's a really good pick.
You'll see him on the... whenever they've got... Well, they're at home tomorrow.
They're playing Manchester United.
He may well be on the bench.
That'd be a game to make a debut in, wouldn't it?
You know the Sky Sports, you know what they do when they do their little walk to the camera?
Oh, we left.
He looks fantastic on that. He looks brilliant. I saw him do that against Villa the other week. It was right funny.
Right, OK. We'll look at our adopted teams this week. Bad news for my team, Peterhead. Peterhead are going down by the looks of it. They drew 1-1. They went a goal behind on 39 minutes and then equalised 3 minutes later. They then got a penalty. and then proceeded to have the penalty save. That was their golden chance, really. They blew it. They're now bottom of the table. 6 points adrift, three games left. It's not looking good.
Game, set, and match.
Unfortunately, I think you're probably right, mate.
It's looking a bit better for Hastings, obviously. I didn't do an update last week. Oh, yeah, that was funny. Yeah, good one.
And I just got your electrician joke.
Right. Fair enough. They lost 2-1 at the weekend to Sutton United, but they won 3-0 the week before, which pretty much... Well, they're in a decent position. They're 18th out of 22 and 37 points, so I think they're going to stay up. They should be all right. There's enough teams down the bottom. They lost 2-1 away at Sutton, and Sutton are going to win the league. They're champions already, I think. So.
Yeah.
And Buterman got the goal as well. Harry Buterman got another goal, so he's knocking them in.
So is that you done?
Yeah.
You sort of tailed off there. I thought you were probably going to carry on.
No, well, lost 2-1, won the game before that 3-0. What more do you want? That's an update
that's
in anyone's book.
That's all right, mate. Right, okay, bit of pub ammo. FA Cup trivia, just very quickly. We had the most one-sided FA Cup semi-final in over 100 years on Saturday, so I thought I'd dig out five FA Cup facts. Most FA Cup finals won, anyone?
Six.
Most FA Cup finals won.
By one team.
Who's won them? Yeah.
Man United. Five.
Man United with 11.
11.
Yeah. 11. Oof.
11. Most FA Cup finals lost?
Don't know.
Arsenal. Four.
Like
Everton with eight.
Eight.
Oh. Eight FA Cup finals. Here's a good one. The most times a team has appeared in a final without actually winning.
Sheffield Wednesday?
Leicester City have done it four times. They've got the four FA Cup finals. They've lost them all. That's pretty good going.
We ain't
going
to get to another one.
Player with the most FA Cup winners' medals.
Ashley Cole,
good shout, man. Six. Three with Arsenal, three with Chelsea.
That is an amazing stat in your career. With six FA Cup winners' medals.
And the fastest goal in the FA Cup final.
Roberto Di Matteo. Yeah.
Was Louis Saha.
Oh, of course, last
Everton,
year.
Everton, yeah.
2009, Everton versus Chelsea. 25 seconds. I think Di Matteo is 26.
Good volley as well.
Yeah. So that's
Tony Hibbert had a good game as well, didn't he? Pulled off at half time. Not like that. He came out on Twitter.
Hey. Right, and something else I just mentioned, because we're getting to the end of the season, we just mentioned the PFA Awards a bit earlier on. We're going to do our own end of season awards, which we're going to announce the winners of in our end of season pub crawl special. But what we need are your...
My jaw just locked. It was really horrible. Sorry.
The expression you're making, Jim, is quite disturbing.
You look like you're choking.
Is he all right?
All right.
Good.
All right. Someone get me a wheelchair.
Right, so what we're going to do, we're going to do an end of season pub crawl special where we're going to announce our end of year awards. One topic where we want to get as many nominations as we can, one for every club, is our anti-players of the year. Just basically, who is the worst player?
Darius Henderson.
Bing, first nomination. Sheffield United's anti-player of the year is Darius Henderson.
Yeah.
You got a nomination for Arsenal, Dan?
Danielson,
Jim, Gillingham?
Or Bentner.
Mark McCammon.
So the worst players from your club. What we want you to do is email us at banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. Tell us who you support and who your anti-player this season is. Or you can tweet us at footballpodcast.
So do we have to do it for your own team?
Only for your own team.
You're a Cardiff fan, you can't just mug off a Swansea player or anything like that.
No.
Fair enough.
And what we're going to do, we're going to try, and probably fail, to get 92 of these. But we'll see how many we do from our literally dozens of listeners. How many of these anti-players we can actually gather. Tweet us with the hashtag anti-POTY with your
anti-poty. Quite like that.
Anti-poty. Who's your anti-poty?
I think I've got an anti-poty. She was going to play up front for Sheffield United, but ball turned her down. Don't know why.
So who's the worst player for your team this season? Email us, banter@footballpodcast.co.uk.
Who's your worst player?
Well, Jim's gone for Mark McCammon, so we can only have one for Gillingham.
But who would you? Yeah.
I'd probably have gone for Mark McCammon, or Johnny Nutter might have had a shout, but he's actually come back and started playing well again. So McCammon I'd probably go for. But yeah, that's that. Email us or tweet us for that. Come down with me, Ferdinand. Who's not coming to dinner this week?
Sky and ESPN for the debacle of putting two games on at the same time.
Can't blame Sky. It's Super Sunday. It's always going to be a four.
Yeah, but they could have put it at half. Like, they could have got together and organised when the game was going to be played. They just don't mugging paying customers off, both of them.
Well, why don't you get them to dinner and then poison the bastards?
No, because then there'll be no football on.
Yeah.
No, what's that?
No. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's out of order. Just literally just mugging all football fans. I wanted to watch the semi-final, but... couldn't not watch Arsenal Liverpool. It was an important game, so I think it was a disgrace.
You should have told the Arsenal players that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think they, I think half of them were watching the game. It was yeah, it wasn't a good performance.
Fabregas isn't very good, is he?
Nah, he can go to Barcelona, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I'm only joking, Fab. Please don't. Please don't.
Wilshere step into his shoes and do every bit as good a job.
No,
every bit as good a job. All right, okay. Class and arse, Lemo. Your first one. Who's your class and who's your arse of the week?
I think there's only one class this week. Graham Alexander.
Great shout.
1,000 club appearances. Started in his career in 1989 to, 1989 season for Scunthorpe. And has only been at four clubs since.
So 1,000
over 20 years, and he's only been at four clubs, which I think is very rare.
Is there
he made 40% appearances for Scotland as well. So
he knows how to take a penalty as well.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah,
doesn't he's miss enough, many. So enough practice, isn't he?
Top, top professional. Yeah. There's only one other player that's ever done that, which is Tony Ford for Grimsby.
Yeah. Who's your arse of the week?
Danny Gabbardon. I think Jim touched on it earlier.
Based off in everyone else's section.
Pretty much, yeah.
So. Or Mario Balotelli.
Balotelli, that was funny.
What a shot, though. His shot.
Yeah.
Great effort.
Great save.
Yeah.
Tell us about Gabbardon.
I think it just needs to take it on the chin. I mean, obviously, if you're going to put yourself in that forum, that public forum like Twitter is, I think if you're going to, you've just got to learn to take any step.
Yeah, let's talk about you on Twitter and your putting yourself on a forum with former football players.
Great banter with him. Yeah. Ewan Roberts, good lad.
You spent a whole day on his back.
Yeah.
How did it all finish?
With me on top, I think. I think he'll admit that as well.
All right, cool. That's pretty much us done this week. Email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk, Twitter @footballpodcast, Facebook.com/thefootballpodcast, and go to the website at www.footballpodcast.co.uk. And we'll finish with this little known fact. Once you dive to a depth of 33 feet, it is impossible for a scuba diver to fart.
Every day's a school day.
See you next week.
Stay on your feet.